USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. It was a busy week in Washington as the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol has voted to subpoena former President Trump, who responded with an angry 14-page letter. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who also serves on the January 6th committee, appeared on This Week with George Stephanopoulos to discuss the subpoena and what happens if Trump does not come in for it.
Because of the committee only being able to exist till the end of this congressional year, we're at a bit of a time limit here. And look, if he's made it clear he has nothing to hide is what he says. So he should come in on the day we ask him to come in to. If he pushes off beyond that, we'll figure out what to do next.
While Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock fights to retain his seat and keep the chamber's narrow majority, Georgia's other Democratic senator, John Ossoff, headed up to UNC Chapel Hill to sway North Carolina voters to choose Sherry Beasley. Beasley and Republican Ted Budd both want the seat soon to be vacated by retiring Senator Richard Burr. He decided 17 years was enough for him. Ossoff explaining to the gathering on the college campus, a Democratic majority is necessary following the recent Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade to keep abortion access legal.
We're doing this today not to keep score between D's and R's, but because women are dying and suffering grievously in childbirth, and we can make a difference.
Kroger announced Friday that it plans to buy Albertsons in a nearly $25 billion deal that could change the U.S. retail industry and impact how millions of customers buy their groceries. The deal, which is expected to close in 2024, would combine two of the largest supermarket chains in the country and create one of its largest private employers. The two companies have a combined 710,000 workers, most of them unionized in an industry with low union rates. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Democratic candidates outraised their Republican opponents in 10 of the most competitive Senate races as the midterm campaigns headed into the final stretch before Election Day. New fundraising reports filed with the Federal Election Commission are showing. More than $175 million flowed into the campaigns of Democratic Senate candidates across those races in the third quarter ended September 30th, according to reports filed over the weekend. That compares to nearly $77 million for opposing Republican campaigns. As more Americans go back to work after the global pandemic, a lot of families are struggling to find affordable child care. University of Michigan professor and former Labor Department chief economist Betsy Stevenson stopped by Face the Nation Sunday to discuss.
We have fewer people working in child care. But we got parents, on the other hand, who can't really afford to pay more for child care because they couldn't afford to pay for child care before we had inflation. And that brings us back to needing a government solution.
George Clooney spills the beans on why he thinks actors get too much credit and what drove him to start producing, writing, and directing films.
I think sometimes actors get too much credit for things, and I can prove it to you because it's script and director. That's all it is. It really is. I was kind of hailed as the worst Batman in the history of time. Fair enough, I was. The next film I did was Out of Sight, which is probably the best reviewed film I've ever done. And I'm good in it because the film is good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.